Hello, welcome to Morning Prayer. My name is Rowan. I'm a member of community here. I've chosen a liturgy. It's at the front. Feel free to get one if you don't have one or if you don't already know it off by heart. It's the Northumbria Community Liturgy. One thing I have asked of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. Who is it that you seek? Do you seek him with all your heart? Do you seek him with all your soul? Do you seek him with all your mind? Do you seek him with all your strength? Let's say the declaration of faith together. To whom shall we go? The reading today is James 3:13-18, and it's on page 1215 in the Chapel Bibles. Two kinds of wisdom. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbour bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. So I've chosen to lead some prayers inspired by James's description of heavenly wisdom. I think it's something we'd probably all like God to bless us with and God to bless many leaders in our world with as well. And interestingly, earlier in James, I think he's encouraging us to pray for wisdom in 1:5. He says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." So I'll kind of say some prayers and leave some gaps for you to pray in silence around that. And when I say, in your mercy, feel free to respond with, hear our prayer. Loving God, please forgive us for when we have let ourselves be ruled by selfish ambition or envy. In your mercy. Loving God, please forgive our society when we celebrate selfish ambition as a route to success. in your mercy. Loving God, please grant us your heavenly wisdom. Please help us to be pure, peace-loving, considerate, gentle, merciful, impartial, and sincere. In your mercy. Loving God, we pray for our Scargill leadership team and our Scargill council and church leaders that we are associated with or particularly want to pray for. Please bless them with your heavenly wisdom. In your mercy. Loving God, we pray for our political leaders. Please bless them with your heavenly wisdom. In your mercy. I'd like to invite you to say the canticle together. Christ as a light, illumine and guide me. Christ as a shield, overshadow me. Christ under me, Christ over me, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Be in the heart of each to whom I speak, in the mouth of each who speaks unto me. This day be within and without me, lowly and meek, yet all-powerful. Christ as a light, Christ as a shield, Christ beside me, on my left and my right. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Feel free to take some time to pray up here, or we'll go down and have breakfast.